Welcome back, and we have a caller, David, in California. Dave, you have a question regarding neuropathy. Are you diabetic, or do you have a post-traumatic neuropathy, like from an injury, or you're a firefighter working on toxic chemicals? How did you get the neuropathy?
As far as I know, I don't have diabetes, because a friend, I didn't get thorough testing, but he had this machine where you prick the blood out a little on the fingertip. I don't know if that's sufficient enough to know. And he thought I didn't have any, and that was over a year ago.
He was just measuring a random blood. He was measuring a random blood sugar. He didn't measure hemoglobin A1C or.
No. Yeah, and he wasn't a doctor. He just was doing it himself because he has diabetes. So before you told me Neurogen, fat soluble thiamine B1, then I forgot what the BioLiver, I think it was B6, B12, I think.
BioLVR, yeah. Yeah, let me go
and
through them a little slower.
And then folic acid and...
Yeah, I'm going to go through them a little slower. What is neuropathy? Neuropathy is inflammation of the nerves where you get inflammatory changes and eventually you can lose the myelin sheath. And you get what's called neuropathic pain, which is very serious. And diabetics, about 1 in 20 will develop over the first 13 to 14 years after they're diagnosed with diabetes a form of neuropathy, either numbness or burning pain that can be, in a percentage of people, 5 or 10% can be suicidal level pain, really bad. The current drug therapies they have for it have horrible side effects, make you a zombie, and aren't very effective. The drugs that are advertised on TV, and they usually give you 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds in the commercial of all the side effects and how it can kill you prematurely. So don't do it.
Okay.
If you've got neuropathy, the first thing I always think of is we need to do a further investigation to find out if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, or you've got some metabolic or toxic disorder, like you've been exposed to heavy metals, like, say, in a machine shop, or your mercury amalgams, or... got a perch, which
I would say the mercury, because I wasn't in machine shops or anything like that. I would, if it's anything, it could be some mercury.
Mercury in your amalgams and your teeth. So first thing is, if you had a QRMA machine, it'll actually tell you if you have heavy metals in your body. Or we can do a blood test called a packed red cell test with 22 minerals, including regular ones and heavy metals. And that's done through directlabs.com, and I can look at the results and tell you it's a nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, so it's a very accurate, federally certified test. With neuropathy, there are several ways of identifying it. If you have a specific, like a compressive or surgical or medical neuropathy where there's a spinal nerve that's compressed with a bone spur or a ruptured disc, or there's interfascial entrapments that are trapping the nerve, and you can get neuropathic pain from compression like that, or thoracic outlet syndrome. The best test for that is called an axon 2 nerve mapping or nerve pathology test. Dr. Jim Hedgecock developed it, and I added potentiometry in the late 90s, which is EMG. I did research with Stu Donaldson for 7 years at the University of Calgary on surface electromyography, and developed the first theory about pain, which I'll be publishing this year, which... Interestingly, no one else in the world has actually developed a theory that can be validated like my theory about what pain is. The primary pain generator, what's called pain gate, is a Langerhans gate in the skin. It's in my 1986 pain research patent for the U.S. Patent Office for my Dynatens morphogenic field therapy and pain therapy machine, which had never manufactured, but I had them when I was one of the team doctors at the Calgary Flames. So here's what you take for neuropathy. Start off with simple. I want to start off with 3 or 4 things, and in 2 weeks, tell me what you're improving. Firstly, you want to take BioLVR, which includes activated B6, B12, and activated folic acid. That's BioLVR. Number two, you want to take Neurogen, which is going to help the peripheral myelin sheath of the nerve. You want to take, to stop inflammation in the nerves, you want to take cell detox glutathione.
And I don't have that one written down. How do you spell that one, the third one?
Cell detox, D-E-T-O-X.
Cell detox.
Dox glutathione, G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E.
Glutathione.
The inflammation of the nerve, you want to actually take, you want to take ultrathiamine B1. The ultrathiamine B1 is very important for stimulating an enzyme pathway called transketolase. I can hear somebody talking about coffee there, so there must be an open mic. There you go. So the ultrathiamine B1 is very important for transketolase to stop inflammation in the nerve fiber tracts, and it also helps protect the kidney. And if you have, if you're diabetic, we want to take carnosine D-link to reduce carnosine and Nutritrala, which will reduce the levels of hemoglobin A1C and inflammatory cytokines. There's many things we can add to that protocol, but that starts. And I usually tell people, start with those basic things, the fatty acids, the Neurogen, the cell detox glutathione, and so on, to start with treating the nerve problem, the neuropathy, and the bio-LVR. We can add other supplements to that protocol that gets very specific. We want to restore the myelin sheath, turn off the cytokines or inflammation, and stop the inflammatory process. Now, sometimes if we identify that there's a heavy metal, we have to do oral chelation therapy. Let's say we identify there's mercury or uranium or cadmium and so on, we need to chelate that out with Chelormax. And that takes a while, and it's better to do it slowly than do it fast, because you'll pull out a lot of the good minerals and can actually cause new problems.
Right.
But treating neuropathy, the typical medical doctor doesn't have a background on toxicology, immunology, functional medicine or genetics or epigenetics in terms of metabolic pathways. As a result, they'll often just throw an antipsychotic drug for diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and it's a very, very poor drugs. These drugs are pretty damn near useless, and they're expensive, and they make you a zombie, and they don't fix anything. They don't actually fix the problem. They try to make your brain not be bothered by it, but in order to do so, they have to turn you into a zombie, which they do. So do not see a conventional doctor for peripheral neuropathy.
I won't. I consider you my doctor, at least. Yeah, I know you're long distance. You're like 10 hours away.
I do consulting with I call patients at a distance, and doctors, by the way. A lot of doctors are patients because they don't want to suffer their own colleagues all over the world, from Malaysia to South Africa to Russia and China. There's no deficiency of ignorance. And I like the Carpenter rule, is measure twice and cut once, which is why I like to have some way of measuring what the heck's going on, rather than just blandly just firing a drug at something to make the symptoms go away so the patient will stop bothering you. That's a really bad approach to medicine. Medicine as it's practiced now is what I call pre-embalming. In other words, make the patient's symptoms get better so they're happy, even if they get side effects or new diseases caused by the drug or new deficiency states. And it doesn't change the time course or the eventual outcome, whether or not it's loss of diabetic renal function, which you can protect against with things like the VeinAway and the ultrathiamine B1 to protect against loss of kidney function. So you don't want to do that. But if someone's got neuropathy, the first thing I always think of is we want to make absolutely certain you're not diabetic or pre-diabetic, or you don't have some form of metabolic disorder going on, like vitamin B12 deficiency. And there's a test called a Schilling test. It's an older test to measure B12 levels. A lot of the doctors don't even do the conventional test correctly. I mean, if I was tired of doing radio and just wanted to do medical legal work as an expert witness, it would be like going to the Midway, picking doctors and hospitals and pharmacological corporations off. It would be like going to the Midway going ping, 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 because they're sloppy and they're lazy and they don't have enough questions or do proper due diligence to make certain they're not going to harm the patient. That's just, unfortunately, the facts.
Thank you. I only have it in the feet. I don't have it in the hands. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, that's important. So what I would do is, firstly, I would also check out the SMAC panel, get a hemoglobin A1C, and C-reactive protein to see if you've got an elevation. Because usually, if your CRP is high and you've got a hemoglobin A1C elevation, you're pre-diabetic or diabetic. And it can sneak up on you. For every person that's diabetic that's diagnosed already, there's 2 to 3 people already in America that are diabetic and don't know it. Here in California, they published a report from UCLA 4 months ago, that 69% of adults over age 30 are diabetic or pre-diabetic, according to the current criteria. But I did the original research 36 years ago with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary in conjunction with Dr. Kraft, University of Chicago, and we did the first insulin glucose tolerance test on the planet. So long before they developed a what's called glycemic index table, which came from South Africa, we had done the original research 36 years ago. And the response of the diabetic research team at the Ron Carey Institute and University of Calgary was to freak out and try to pull my license for daring to suggest that diabetics had high insulin, not low. Because they initially thought with the dog ligation studies at the University of McGill in Montreal with Dr. Banting and Best that basically their pancreas was pooping out. Well, eventually it might, but most of diabetics have got elevated blood insulins anywhere from 4 to 6 to up to 50 times higher than normal. And one of the other tests that I'm sort of almost no diabetics do is not only not look for inflammatory markers, but they don't look for fasting or 2-hour PC blood insulin levels, and they don't look for elevated cortisol levels, because when you're under stress, your cortisol is going to make your blood sugar take off, or measure IGF-1 levels to measure, because if your insulin's high, your IGF-1's low, which interferes with your body's ability to make brown fat instead of white fat. White fat's dangerous and it's inflammatory. It can cause eye disease and vascular disease and heart attacks and strokes and joint inflammation and so on. And prostaglandin E2, for example, is manufactured by white fat, and it's one of the factors that can cause you to get vascular disease. So there's a lot to it. I put together some videos this weekend so you can have a look at that. But peripheral neuropathy, what I'd like you to do is start off with those ones I told you is the basic core. Email me in a week or two as to how you're doing. If you don't show significant improvement, I'll add to that protocol and give you some more recommendations in terms of what tests to do. And there's no charge for these emails. It's only if we get to the point where I have to start reviewing lab tests and x-rays and MRIs and advanced studies that I can do that. And basically, there's no study or test on earth that I can't look at. Imaging study, lab work, genetics, intermediate metabolites, immunological tests, I do it all. And I act as a consultant for subspecialists on even metabolic disorders. So, I give you an answer as to why you're getting neuropathy. For example, some kids will develop neuropathy if they've got an intermediate metabolism problem. And that's important.
So far it's the Neurogen, the fat, Solomon, thiamine, B1, the bio liver, which B6, B12, and then the cell defense, was it?
The cell detox glutathione. So the cell defense plus is another one that reduces what's called, it stimulates what's called PPAR gamma, and it helps to turn off the inflammatory markers that cause cancer and cause inflammation and help to convert white fat to brown fat. You see, what's happening, our entire culture are turning diabetic. Our entire culture are getting explosion of diabetes and Alzheimer's, which is basically type 3 diabetes is Alzheimer of the brain, where the astrocytes no longer metabolize sugar. They do metabolize medium-chain triglycerides, so coconut milk will help someone with Alzheimer's because their brain cells can use MCT to actually make a firing pattern of their astrocytes. But the average person or doctor doesn't know that, and as a result, they don't realize that although sometimes viruses get reactivated, which Cornell University found 29% of people with Alzheimer's have got viruses activated in their brain tissue when they get Alzheimer's. But the primary thing is inflammation. That's what I call BAF, or brain on fire. Just like children with autism and autism spectrum disorder and ADD, their brain's on fire. And the same with Alzheimer's. And you can identify, there are studies to actually identify that the brain is on fire, and you can see it on an imaging study on a SPECT blood flow scan and a PET or positron emission tomography scan. So you can actually see it. And you can see a loss of the normal coordination of nerve firing patterns in the brain with a quantitative electroencephalogram. It's not a regular EEG. It's called QEEG, done by a PhD psychologist, neuroscientist. So there's a lot more to this. And again, I've investigated over the last four decades virtually every illness that the medical profession has totally screwed up. And that's why I have hundreds of protocols for reversing illness. It's not complete. It's a work in progress, and it's always improving. That's why I put date stamps on my protocol, so I tell people don't rely on those alone. Email me, and I'll give you an updated protocol on the latest, and And I have a tendency to want to swamp people with too many things, so I tend now to say, here, take these four or five things. Email me back in a week or two to see how you're doing. Get these tests done, and I'll be able to identify more specifically what's going on. If you get neuropathy,
I can order right now after I get off the phone, right?
Yeah, you talk to just talk to Michelle or Mitzi or Chris, and they'll take your order, and you'll get the sale price right up to midnight tomorrow night, which is free shipping and the 7% sale on top of previous sales, single packs, three packs, six packs. So really worthwhile, really important. And to be honest with you, the conventional medical profession has nothing to treat peripheral neuropathy. Nothing. The only thing they do is they have drugs that are what I call very, very poor drugs that are expensive that will turn you into a zombie that do not fix the problem and do not change the time course of the nerve degeneration. Not good. Just
Thanks
like,
a lot, Doctor.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. You take care. And if you have questions, again, this is a ministry, we call a wellness ministry, and we really appreciate you being supportive, but you're not going to find alternative nutraceuticals elsewhere, so don't go to Google or...
I believe you. I hear you. I listen to you.
These are custom designed that are completely unique, like the NutriSilver. I designed it myself. Nobody on Earth has anything even remotely like it. Same with the Nutriodine, the monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine from...
I may get some of that, too.
Yeah, and so there's a number of nutraceuticals here that are completely remarkable, and our drinks have got good taste and flavor too. They're not like, oh God, it must be good for you because it tastes so bad. These taste great. Like I got a glass of it right now in front of me, which is a mixture of everything from glycemics to NutriComplete and Ageless Life Support, and it's got a few other things in it. And that's my breakfast. I got a 5-ounce glass of that, and I'm sipping away at that as I do the show. It's very important that people understand our toxic world now and our world depleted of minerals, and now all the Wi-Fi networks and toxic things in our water supply. It's amazing that human beings have health at all. I mean, we must be distantly related to cockroaches if we're surviving all this junk. So,
thanks again, guy.
You're welcome.
It.
Take care.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, great. And I'm wondering if we were able to track down Ryan for the show. Ryan, are you there?
Here, Dr. Bill.
Hey, we had our gentleman talking about peripheral neuropathy. I want you to kind of add a few other things to it. I mentioned a couple of things for, the PPAR gamma effect of Cell Defense Plus. Let's talk about Cell Defense Plus. I've been doing some research over the weekend and pulled up some literature on converting of white fat to brown fat with the Cell Defense Plus. Particularly, it helps to actually stop the precancerous cell changes and gets rid of cancer mother cells. What makes curcumin so powerful but so poorly absorbed, except our new special version, that why it's probably the most important breakthrough in nutraceuticals in the past 20, 25 years?
Yeah, it really is a huge breakthrough. Curcumin is something that it's great in cooking. If you live in an Indian culture, you're going to get 2 to 3 grams a day just because that's how abundantly they use it in cooking, which, because you're always exposing yourself to it, that's a population where, they study like Alzheimer's and see that significant reduction that they have nowhere near, the cases of something like Alzheimer's. And they link it back to how their diet is delivering curcuminoids into their body on a regular basis. But here, when we're doing supplements in America and other places around the country where we don't rely on curcumin, there's a couple things. One, a lot of the extracts that we have in the marketplace are dirty. They use these different kinds of aldehydes and so forth to extract them. They destroy the components of the curcumin, and they also can inhibit the way that it's absorbed into the body. And so what you have here with this material that you use in Cell Defense Plus is the purest form. It is truly the curcumin extract at 95%, along with the essential oils. There is no adulterated compounds in there whatsoever. This is a really unique material. And on top of that, it doesn't need any special mechanism to create the best absorption of the material. It has to do with the fact that it's so close to its natural components that it comes across very effectively. And it also not only outperforms absorption of other brands, its ability to stay around in the body is dramatically longer as well. And so as you link, Dr. Bell, so many different areas of the body, and you say, hey, the Cell Defense Plus is one of your go-to things because of the way it works. That's because of the internal workings in the cells and the NRF2 pathway.
Exactly, yeah. Amazing stuff. We come back, we'll pick a few of your top recommended NutriMeds, and we'll go through those and explain how we use those in protocols to restore wellness and optimize health, especially getting you through the season of, unusual foods and too much alcohol. How's that?
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
And welcome back to the NutriMed Report. And Ryan, I want to talk about some of our, we have another caller, by the way, John in Texas, about a deep sea saturation diver, probably working around oil rigs. He had a negative effect of saturation diving. Now, of course, part of the treatment is hyperbaric oxygen. But the first things we want to do is stop the inflammation. So cell detox, glutathione, fatty acids for regeneration of the myelin sheath, which would be Neurogen, Omega Supreme Krill, very helpful, and reducing what's called the inflammation of the nerve fibers, which is the fat-soluble thiamine, ultrathiamine B1. Let's talk about a couple of these for reversing what we call post-diver neuropathy.
Well, Dr. Bell, I think as you hit on that cell detox, glutathione is a profound formula when the body's really in a troubled state. We know that glutathione is one of the top antioxidants that our body is producing, and when that starts getting lower and lower, the challenges in our body can become greater and greater, and we're more susceptible to damage. So being able to use something orally that's not going to fall apart during that digestive process, be able to drive up the glutathione levels in the body, is going to be very profound. And so the Cell Detox glutathione formula does just that, and that makes it very unique. It also doesn't have any smell to it, which many formulations that associate with glutathione can be quite unpalatable for people to use and take, or be too expensive for them to want to take. And this solves a lot of those issues.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah. This is the top antioxidant your body's working to produce, and so, we're overwhelmed. Got to get it back on track.
The other one I recommend for central peripheral neuropathy is the CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. Very important, along with Gamma A Plus, to reduce the gamma tocopherols, reduce what's called a nitroproxy and hydroproxy radical. So those are radicals that actually are present in neuropathy, whether it's we call hypoxic diving neuropathy, or in a diabetic neuropathy, or even a traumatic toxic neuropathy, like a firefighter working around toxic chemicals with a hazmat suit on. So Gamma E Plus, usually two soft gels, two or three times a day. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, at least the soft gel, the two soft gels, two to three times a day. Very important for reversing neuropathy, isn't it?
Yeah, those are very powerful formulations. So that the Gamma E Plus is one that's newer into the nutraceutical line. So when it comes to vitamin E, all antioxidants are measured against their effectiveness of vitamin E. However, most vitamin E, it's very one-sided. There's really eight components within natural vitamin E that's very powerful for our bodies. And so that's what you can get with Gamma E Plus, is that you're going to be able to get this powerful complex of all eight, four of the tocotrienols and four of the tocopherols, in high amounts. That's going to really help defend the cells, just like if you're eating a very natural and powerful plant-based diet.
Now, the synthetic vitamin E that is often sold in the stores or online actually can increase the rate of damage, because it actually throws things out of balance. So don't get synthetic vitamin E. It has to be the natural full range of the tocotrienols and tocopherols. I recommend also, of course, Cognition Plus and Brain Power. And, of course, we have the minor factor called Synaptin. But let's talk about Cognition Plus and Brain Power for neuropathy. You want to restore neurotransmitter levels, and you also want to protect the central and peripheral nervous system with the Brain Power Vinpocetine. And by the way, there's a congresswoman who's a cancer survivor, we're going to talk about this on the show or on videos, who's trying to get the FDA to see if she can get rid of vinpocetine. I don't know why. I think she's mentally ill. She probably got some post-cancer CNS symptoms, but she's trying to use a big stick with nutraceuticals and saying that vinpocetine is bad. No, it's not. In fact, there's no side effects from vinpocetine as a Brain Power. It's very neuroprotective. The other neuroprotective thing that helps protect the central and peripheral nervous system is the Brain Mag and Calm Mind. These are extremely powerful, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And the comprehensiveness of the cognition formulation allows people to kind of, they're oftentimes, you don't know exactly where maybe that dysfunction or the need to supplement may occur. And so when you use something like the Cognition Plus, you're able to really, in a broad scope, kind of fulfill a lot of these areas that may be a challenge.
Yeah, amazing stuff. We come back with Ryan. Your questions are welcome. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Any day, any hour, except the third hour on Fridays when we do our firing line and answer all your questions anyway. You've called in or emailed us. 888-212-8871 for the orders line. We're taking all your orders and specials now for the sale till tomorrow night midnight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back, and we do have a caller calling in, John from Texas. Go ahead with your question about diving and neuropathy.
Good afternoon, John. Gentlemen. Yes, the afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead. Is this for yourself or someone else that had a post-diving neuropathy?
No, myself. I was in my 20s. I was a diver in the North Sea. I did desaturation and surface decompression diving for about 7 years.
Yeah, what happens is you get nitrogen bubbles that come out, and they can affect local areas of hypoxia. Hypoxia can cause damage to mitochondria. And you can get a mitochondrial dysmyelination of the peripheral nerves, Schwann cell sheath,
right,
and inflammation in the tissues too, like peroxynitrite and hydroperoxy radical from the hypoxia. That's where things that are cytoprotective, like cell detox glutathione, gamma A plus, and CoQ10, ubiquinol is particularly neuroprotective of the nerves, and the magnesium L-threonate, which is in brain mag, particularly protective of the central and peripheral nervous system against oxidative stress. In fact, I think if divers would take my cocktail, the same, very similar cocktail, by the way, to protect against concussive injuries in contact sports, they would have much less chances of developing a post-diving neuropathy.
Well, the other half of the equation, because I was listening to you answer earlier, is the bone degeneration that I'm suffering from as well.
Right. You had damage to the osteoblast that laid down new bone from the hypoxia injury. And you also, if you had the fibroblasts are damaged because you have to form a matrix of fiber of type 29 collagen before you can crystallize bone on it. So if you damage the osteoblasts and you damage the fibroblasts that lay down the lamellar bone, you're going to have problems with osteoporosis and osteopenia.
Yeah, because what they found, I guess, through Cambridge University, like we did surface decompression diving back in the day where they would, you'd come to your 30-foot stop and then they'd jerk you on up to the surface and you had 5 minutes to get into a chamber, back down to 40 feet on O2, and then they could control your ascent to surface. Well, you were fizzing when you hit the deck. And any delay.
By fizzing, you mean the nitrogen's coming out of your bloodstream and you're popping just like a
bone.
Yeah, it's popping your bones and everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the old imagery we used to use was shake a Coke bottle up and flip the top off of it real quick, and that's what's going on in your body, basically.
Yeah, you're developing local microhypoxia through capillary beds and so on, yeah.
And because of it, I've got brittle bones in my spine. I'm losing all my teeth.
I can reverse that for you. We use three things, our Nutrimet protocols, peptides, which we got from the Russian Academy of Sciences, and stem cell therapies. And there's two types of stem cell therapies that are effective. So don't just look up a stem cell clinic and whip in there and waste your money. Stem cell lines, and the best company out there is called Stematic out of San Diego, and they have two clinics, one in Astana, Kazakhstan, the other in Santa Clarita, just outside the city of Tijuana, that uses it because it's outside the purview of the U.S. government that doesn't like allow stem cell therapies.
Right, right.
And then the other is a stem cell therapies in Europe, where they take your bone marrow, multiply it into a stem cell laboratory, and give it back to you, your own bone marrow. So you either have a stem cell line from healthy stem cells, which has to be multiplied in a lab to have a stem cell line. If you do same-day stem cells from fat tissue or from your own bone marrow, it doesn't usually take. Plus, you have to detox a person and get their metabolism cleared up, because if you don't prepare the soil, the stem cells won't take. Just like think of seeds in the ground.
Right.
You got to be a good Iowa farm boy in terms of stem cell therapy, or you're going to screw the patient up and waste a lot of money, because stem cell therapies, the doctors don't evaluate the patient metabolically and immunologically and toxicologically for heavy metals. The stem cells may not take. And in some cases, all that happens is that the pro-anti-inflammatory components of the stem cell transplant help reducing inflammation, but the stem cells themselves don't take. So in order for them to take, you have to have a stem cell line that has sufficient numbers of cells, or your own stem cells multiplied in a lab like Stematica, like the Stematica lab in San Diego, or Dr. Chris Centeno's lab, where he had to move his clinic from Broomfield, Colorado, to Grand Cayman Islands for spinal and peripheral joint problems.
I think
they take your bone marrow. It's called the Regenerax Clinic. And they had to move it because the FDA said if you take your own bone marrow and multiply it 24 hours, it's considered a drug, which is stupid, because if you have bank your own blood, the blood labs will, all across the country will let you bank it and barcode it to make sure it's yours. But the interfering FDA basically blocked the stem cell clinics just taking people's own bone marrow, multiplying it, say 2 to 4 weeks, and then give it back to them so they could regenerate their spine or peripheral joints.
Well, the pharmacy companies driving that.
And it's also stupid government that interferes and thinks they know better than doctors who wrote in actual clinical practice. We're acting like consultants that coordinate. You know, I coordinate with clinics all over the world where I don't do the treatment, but I actually know who does it and who's really good and where to go to get the therapies and what kinds of Nutrimeds and investigations and detox you need beforehand. Talking about that, we have our expert, Ryan, here. You got to detox with heavy metals, that's Keeler Max. You want to detox with chemicals. You want to take life support, which is phase 2 detox for glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation. We have S-methyl, the most powerful S-adenosyl methionine and nitrogen sachets to pull out toxic chemicals and heavy metals. You want to detox chemicals. You also want to take xenoestrogen detox, You may amplify that with other technologies like infrared sonar, pulse magnetic field, lumen photon. There's a number of ways of amplifying that. And if you don't identify whether someone has an autoimmunity like a lupus antibodies or inflammatory markers and what's going on if they're pre-diabetic or diabetic, because if you have these other inflammatory factors, they're going to increase the chances of your osteoporotic bone degeneration and your teeth falling out and peripheral neuropathy dramatically. So if you have other metabolic things that haven't been properly investigated and they've missed the boat, then they're going to accelerate your illness. So I'd recommend you contact me and purchase a consultation. Send me all of your things as a PDF, like x-rays, bone scans, other things, and I'll recommend other advanced testing in order to identify what's wrong. So you actually, you know, measure twice, cut once, and then we start to reverse your bones. As I say, the three major things you need, and then you need technology, is you're going to need mild hyperbaric oxygen to heal the bones, which is very important to some to see. You're going to need NutriMeds and a custom protocol. You'll need, for example, for your bones, Ryan, let's talk about this, bone generator, which is bone crystals plus the bone growth hormone factors and type 29 collagens in bone generator. It's not a normal bone supplement. You need micelle D3.
Dr. Dingell?
Yeah.
The bone, like, that strengthens the bone, right? Like, if you have internal fracturing in the bone.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Exactly. You have to have the right... It's microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, which is 2-to-1 calcium to magnesium, silica, boron, manganese, and the growth hormone factors. And you need to have collagen max to make the bone matrix, because 42% of the dry weight of bone is collagen type 29. You need all the trace elements. You need micelle D3 and myco D2, both of them. And you need to take full vitamin K2, which is minoquinone 7, to regenerate bones for the osteoblast to lay down new lamellar bone. So if you do that, you can reverse the bone things. In terms of the other microcirculatory issues that can affect your central nervous system and your brain and other organs, we can reverse that as well by improving the neuroprotection and the release of nitric oxide to keep the microcirculation going. Because what happens is when you have repeated diving injuries, you get nitric oxide metabolism disorders in your tissue. And we can reverse it.
I had the bends 5 times as a commercial diver. I had 4 type 1 simple bends hit, and then one CNS hit in the spine.
So, Ryan, let's talk about these things for bones. We have, of course, bone generator.
Thank you, Dr. Dingell.
You can stay right there because we'll answer your questions if you have someone. Just stay right there while Ryan's finishing. Ryan, micelle D3, full vitamin K2, collagen max, and bone generator. Can you talk about these? Because this gentleman, basically, he's wrecked his bones with diving accidents, and of course he's got peripheral neuropathy too. What do you think, Ryan?
Well, I think, you know, when it comes to bone health, obviously, let's make sure you get as much of the nutrients for the bones as possible, and that's where bone generator comes in, where you don't want to just deliver the mineral, the most abundant mineral like calcium alone, because it's really not in its correct physiological ratio and in the components of the other things that you need, from phosphorus to zinc, copper, magnesium, all these components and organic and inorganic factors. So it makes the most sense to use it. Plus, it's been around for so long. If they're going to do a bone building project in your back, like a spinal fusion and so forth, they're going to use this similar bone material in order to create the best chance at bone building. So you can use it as an oral supplement as a way to really get the right fuel in there. So that's a kind of a no-brainer. But then the full spectrum vitamin K2. This is really important because as people, especially as we age, our guts are getting destroyed by antibiotics, alcohol, sugar, stress, you name it. We get our guts breaking down. And what that means is not only do we not maybe digest things as well, we don't produce certain nutrients, one of them being vitamin K2, the MK7 specifically. And that's a regulator for how you use calcium, how you build up calcium properly in your bones versus other tissues in your body. And so that can be a major 1-2 punch.
That's an interesting thing about K2 is your body doesn't make it. It's totally made by bacteria, probiotic bacteria in your gut. So the gut serves 75% of the nutrient growth for the colonocytes in your bowel, your large bowel, but it also generates all of your K2 in your body. It's not generated by your glands, it's generated by your probiotic bacteria in your gut. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if you look at it from a microbiological standpoint, I guess.
Right.
you know, like I said, no one knew back in the 80s, early 80s and mid 80s what this was going to do. I was second generation. No one knew what it was going to be long term.
Yeah, you were just you were diving guinea pigs, in other words. They were just trying to see. Well, although they did know you were coming out and you're popping like a fizzy bottle when you come up on deck before they pop you in the chamber and drop you down 40 feet below sea level.
Dr. Deagle, you could feel it in your body. I mean, you'd feel it in your body. You'd jump in the chamber. You come back down. You do your surface decompression. And you just felt so bad when you crawled out of that chamber, you know. And but that's what we did for a living.
What do they do now? Do they have a chamber where they get you while you're still under the water? What's the process now?
They use a diving bell. And what it is, North Sea's so rough that when you, like, once you get closer to the surface or past 30 feet toward surface, with the wave action and the troughs, you can't hold a guy properly to decompress him properly. You can't hold him at the right depth.
Right.
Because of the trough. So the whole idea was to come up through the splash zone, get you on deck, get you in the chamber, take you down 10 feet deeper than the 30-foot stop to 40 feet, put you on oxygen with a couple of air brakes so you didn't get toxicity.
What do they do to upgrade the chamber protocol now, 40 years after? Because, you know, we're talking about almost 40 years now. 36 years since 1980.
The chamber protocols are about the same. Everyone uses some companies have proprietary tables. A lot of companies use the U.S. Navy diving tables, which have been tested a kabillion times over and over again, and everybody knows them. I mean, right now, they've advanced the deep water diving, but we can't break the 1,500-foot limit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a couple things you can do, because I have a background in hyperbaric oxygen, right?
The first thing,
all the divers should be having some form of helium as part of their thing. It reduces what's called the internal viscosity of the gases. So helium should be part of their gas.
Deep saturation diving, it is helium.
Right.
It's a 98% helium, 2% because you're working on the partial pressure of oxygen.
Right.
And so it is helium. And then they found if they slip just a touch of nitrogen in there, that'll help with the high pressure nervous syndrome if you get blown down too fast.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you your business. I'm just...
Yeah, I want to know what they've done the protocol, because I'm sure we can improve it further. But yeah, contact me and I'll get you on a combination of things to help your bones and your post-detox syndrome. And again, remember, there's three layers to this. First layer is Nutrameds. Second layer is peptides for tissue regeneration. Third layer is stem cell therapy and technologies like hyperbaric oxygen. Mild hyperbarics would be very helpful for your healing, because with Henry's Law, if you dissolve the gases, you're going to reverse a lot of the microhypoxic damage that's been done to your tissues.
On the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, is it
It's a large bubble. One I have sitting in my studio here is about 5.5 feet tall. You can get one that's about 6.5-7 feet tall. It's big enough for three people inside it, with two people and a small desk. There's other ones we can lay down on the bed like a big tube. Their materials are completely different than the old style mild hyperbaric chambers. They're only 1.3 atmospheres, and it's room air. You can augment, let's say, another 5-7% with oxygen, and put a little bit of ozone, so you get some O3 in there. But you're not going to have exotic mixtures of gases. If you do want to put a little helium, you can. The TC put a line through the compressor, but you're never dealing with 100% oxygen, because oxygen at high concentrations is very toxic.
Well, it's a fire hazard, too.
Yeah, but it's also toxic. It generates free radicals. What we did in our hyperbaric clinic in Denver was to give people melatonin injections, which is the most powerful natural antioxidant the body makes is melatonin. So if you measure someone's melatonin and they go to bed at night and they don't produce any, the risk of cancer is considerably higher, because melatonin is a major anti-cancer nutraceutical that your pineal gland in your brain makes. And we used it to block the free radicals from hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Cool. All right.
Interesting, eh? There's a lot of art to what we call functional medicine and medicine in general. Okay, Ryan, let's talk about...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gentlemen. Just contact me by email.
Thank you. Take care. Well,
yeah, you bet. Ryan, let's talk about some of the other things that we deal with commonly. We got into talking about brain mag. Let's talk about brain mag and calm mind, because I call Christmas stressmas. Although Santa comes, so does the Grinch. You know, I think this year they have a movie about the arrival of Krampus, which is an old German mythology about the anti-Claus that comes and takes the kids, that they're going to give a lump of coal because they've been bad kids. There's a lot of stress through the holidays, and calm mind and brain mag, which are non-alcoholic, are, to be honest, better than booze and marijuana at keeping the brain protected, even stopping oxidative stress and knockout animals or mice, that if you give them brain mag, you actually reduce the damages so much that they actually live longer than the non-genetically modified mice that would ordinarily die of disease. So I hear the music banging away there, so I think we're going to be on break for a minute. We'll be right back and hear your response on how to counteract Krampus and stressmas.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talk about this on air too. Not about you specifically, but just general, generic. And welcome back. And, of course, one of the things is this is a season for upper respiratory infections. When somebody gets a sinus infection, I usually recommend they get a SinuPulse Elite. We're soon going to actually have a link for some of these devices that they'll be able to purchase through us, through to Amazon. So they'll be able to get a really good price, and we'll get a small amount to actually help us with our ministry. But also, you get a SinuPulse at almost any pharmacy now. When we were first started years ago with the ENT doctor out of Oklahoma, it was not a big thing. The same as the MyPillow. Long before MyPillow became a national icon, MyPillow was on our show. And you want to put about a dropper, you know, around 20 to 30 drops of the Neutrodyne in the SinuPulse and irrigate four times a day with SinuAir powder. High dose Power C, 1 to 2 soft capsules, 3 times a day of the Power C at least. Allergan and Aller Block. The Allergan is going to actually get rid of histamine, and the Aller Block will block it. And I recommend the Allison Med, and most importantly, NutriSilver. And you can take the NutriSilver sprays, one spray per 10 pounds body weight. And if you happen to have one of the little vertical nasal sprays, you can put it directly in your nose as well. But or just take the drops, you know, and just put the drops in your nose, and that'll work really well. What happened, NutriSilver is the most powerful silver on the planet. It's a angstrom hydrogenated liposomal enzyme, a wrapped angstrom silver, which is hundreds of times stronger than any other silver on the planet, and even way more powerful than even silver 100, which is previously the most powerful because it's the only truly 100% ionic silver in the world, which has the only form of silver that kills pathogens and stimulates stem cells for regeneration of tissue. So this is a season for seasonal, you know, we call allergies when people go indoors, but also the season for bad viruses, the flu viruses and indoor air viruses and so on. And when people get in closed spaces with circulating air and then having heat on, their nose goes crazy. It causes infections. And when people start eating unusual foods, too, their immune system crashes and burns. So it's not surprising for people to get blocked, eustachian tubes. So the antipathogenics, the three biggies are NutriSilver, Allison Med, and Neutrodyne. And then, of course, NutriDefense, which will boost your immune system to open up your airways and make your immune system fight infections. It's not a minor thing, by the way, because chronic sinus infections often start like this time of the year and it can go right through the rest of the winter. And that can do permanent damage to your hearing. It can also increase the chances of inflammation that can affect your eyes. Eye disorders can progress because of sinus infections. And the sinus cavities are directly underneath the brain, so if you have really bad enough sinuses, you can actually get infection of the bone around the brain itself, and even brain inflammation caused by a chronic sinus infection. So if it lasts and gets severe enough, it can actually cross over the cribriform plate in the upper nasal passages or the sphenopalatine fossa directly into brain tissue at the base of your brain. Not a good thing.
No, that wouldn't be good.
No, not good at all. Now, the next area that I think we should kind of talk about is diabetes. And this is a season where people are going to challenge their blood sugar. And I tell people, get glycemic to substitute 2 meals a day, start taking dibetaline and berberstatin, at least a capsule twice a day, and take leptin metabolic in the morning, because if you're borderline diabetic, you're going to flip this Christmas if you eat too much sugar or alcohol, especially sugary cocktails and things like that. Too much desserts. 'Tis the season to turn like Santa into a diabetic Santa. How's that?
Love it.
Take care, everybody, and we'll be back with on Thursday with Ryan. Coming up tomorrow, there's going to be a video done with Jim Fetzer here in the next hour or so, which will be 5 o'clock Central Time, which is going to be in 2 hours. And he's got a lot of stuff to cover, so sign up for live stream, and you're going to see that video today, full production. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you taking care of things.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage
Highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.